Earlier this month, the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives released their annual living wage report. Living wage is the hourly rate that each of two parents working full-time needs to earn in order to support a family of four. 19 communities across British Columbia were surveyed, and all of them saw an increase in their living wage. Nelson's living wage is now $21.14, up 1.5% from last year. Sean Ryan was the Nelson representative for the Living Wage Report. He says, although inflation has slowed down, rising rent and food costs have caused the cost of living to increase dramatically.
The past few years, the living wage in BC has increased dramatically as rents have skyrocketed and the cost of groceries have soared across the province. So although inflation's come down from the historic highs we saw last year, the cost of living in many communities continues to increase rapidly.
When asked what the purpose of the report is, Ryan said there are two main reasons.
One is that it's understood from government point of view what the difference is between a living wage and a minimum wage, and encouraging employers to become living wage employers so that their employees can live a productive life in the community that they're in.
At $16.75, British Columbia has the second highest minimum wage in Canada. The highest minimum wage in the country is the Yukon at $16.77. Of the 19 communities surveyed for the Living Wage Report, minimum wage isn't a living wage in any of them. There were seven employers from Nelson listed as living wage employers in the report. All employees and contracted employees must earn at least $21.14 to qualify. To view the Living Wage Report, you can visit policyalternatives.ca, and for more information on living wages, go to livingwageforfamilies.ca. Reporting in Nelson, Scott Onuschek, KCR News.